This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. A federal judge in New York City is ordering former President Donald Trump to pay nearly $355 million for civil fraud. NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports the ruling delivers a crushing blow to the Republican presidential frontrunner.
The Friday decision in total issues a nearly $364 million penalty for not just Trump, but his two sons, Eric and Donald Jr., and ex-Trump executive Alan Weisselberg. But Trump is left to pay out the lion's share of that penalty. And Goran presided over the more than 2 months trial where the attorney general's legal team argued Trump inflated the value of his assets to land better business and banking deals. Now he will be limited from doing business in New York for 3 years. Trump has long denied these claims, calling the trial a political witch hunt. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
President Biden is blaming Russian President Vladimir Putin for the death of the country's opposition leader, Alexei Navalny. Speaking from the White House today, Biden said his administration doesn't know exactly what happened to Navalny, but his death was a, quote, consequence of something Putin and his thugs did.
Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible. What has happened to Navalny is yet more proof of Putin's brutality. No one should be fooled, not in Russia, not at home, not anywhere in the world.
Biden also said this underscores the need for House Republicans to pass additional aid for Ukraine to counter Putin's ambitions. The Department of Veterans Affairs is scrambling in the wake of a debacle in its home loan program that left many veterans unable to pay their mortgages. After NPR broke the story last year, the VA halted thousands of foreclosures across the country. Now, NPR's Chris Arnold has this update.
At a congressional hearing this week, the head of the VA loan program, John Bell, said he wants to fix this fiasco.
We are looking for a solution to be able to help 40,000 borrowers stave off foreclosure.
At issue is what's called a COVID mortgage forbearance, which let people who lost income skip monthly payments. But then the VA scuttled the program, stranding thousands of veterans. Iraq war vet Edmund Garcia says his lender says he needs to come up with $22,000 in missed payments.
How am I going to come up with $22,000? I'm going to lose my home. I said, what am I going to do with my kids?
The VA plans to roll out a rescue plan this spring. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Stocks on Wall Street closed lower today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 145 points at the close. The Nasdaq Composite fell 130. The S&P down 24 points. This is NPR News. The widely praised Mexican film Totem is opening now in theaters across the U.S. It's based on the life of director Lila Aviles and represents the emergence of a growing wave of women filmmakers in Mexico. NPR's Isabella Gomez Sarmiento reports.
Totem is an evocative family drama. In a warm but chaotic Mexico City house, 7-year-old Sol watches her family prepare for her father's birthday. Writer and director Lila Aviles.
It's a unique day in this girl's life and in this family and friends' structure.
Sol's father is sick. It's hinted that this birthday will be his last. Totem is a love letter to Aviles' teenage daughter, who also lost her father when she was young. Film critic Carlos Aguilar says Aviles is an example of how women are leaving their mark in Mexican cinema.
It's kind of undeniable that in the last decade, at least, some of the more important films to come out of Mexico have been directed by women.
That's partially thanks to government funding that's helped bring more diverse stories to the big screen. Isabella Gomez Sarmiento, NPR News.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin says he will not make a bid for the White House. The announcement comes after the centrist Democrat made the decision late last year not to seek another term in the Senate. There was wide speculation that Manchin might run for president on a third-party ticket against the two leading candidates, President Biden and former President Donald Trump. This is NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.